Good morning. Yeah, good morning. Sunday morning. It's the 19th of October. It's 8:19 a.m. on Sunday, October 19th, 2014. It's about 45 degrees. According to this, the official temperature is 37, so I don't think that's quite right, because I'm pretty sure it's like 40-something. It is chilly, but it's not that cold. I've been walking for how long? 18 minutes, I'm a little over 1 mile. So yeah, we're moving along. Tomorrow's going to be a tough day because I don't know if I'll be able to get the walk-in tomorrow, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to get the walk-in Tuesday. I've got a dentist appointment at 8 a.m. So, if the kid goes to school, I won't be able to walk at 7. And I won't be back from dropping her off in time to get the walk-in before I have to go to my 8 o'clock appointments. So, we'll see. We'll see. Quite a lovely morning, a little cool, quite clear. So some clouds have popped up in the last 18 minutes that weren't there. Or if they were, they were behind me, I didn't see them. Generally I take a 360 look, so if they're there I generally see them. But other than a few clouds off to the east, I didn't notice anything this morning as I was leaving the house. So yeah. Oh, what am I thinking about today? I to be honest, not a whole lot. My knee is giving me a little trouble. I'm trying to balance schedules around. I've got yesterday I didn't do anything on owner's share. It was kind of a lazy day. I'm going to have to make a grocery run this morning, sometime before lunch, or we won't have lunch. Got a list of stuff I need to pick up, so. Oh, let's see. So yeah, I want to try to make up for yesterday not getting owner's share finally done. I'm expecting another box of books tomorrow. Double share has come already. Should have. Now I won't have a whole set to take with me down to Mile High, but I should have a couple books. Oh, excuse me. So I will have books to take with me to mark up. I'll have double share to go at least. I should have captain's share back. That should be probably Thursday. And then tomorrow's book shipment is the first three books. Pretty sure that's what I had shipped in. It was an interesting aroma. Can't tell if it was Febreze or Bounce or one of the dryer sheets or something else. It was had that sort of chemical sweetness to it. There's an interesting commentary on coffee on one of the boards, I don't remember where. So, how the Post really didn't understand the poster. Why people voluntarily addicted themselves to caffeine. Because his whole thrust was, well, the whole point of coffee is your caffeination. It's to have the caffeine in your blood to counteract the withdrawal addiction side effects. And why anyone would do that voluntarily. Because it certainly isn't for the taste. And it was like, really? So I left him a long post, a long response. It's like, no, if you think it's for caffeine, you're really missing the boat. You really don't understand. While people couch it in those terms, I've been known to do it myself. I, you know, don't have enough caffeine. I have too much blood in my caffeine system. But it's not the point. It's not the point. I did make a pot of tea last night. That was quite delicious. Golden Monkey, again, stupidly expensive, but, you know, one pot every other day or so. It'll last for a very long time. It's in airtight containers in the dark, so it'll last for a long time. I tried some of the rooibos, just the generic rooibos. It was an adequate cup. I tried it yesterday afternoon. It was quite an adequate warm cup of something. Because sometimes, particularly in the afternoon, I'm looking for a warm cup. It doesn't have to be coffee. It can be something else. Coffee fills another need, but it isn't caffeine, it's connection. It's ritual. And I'm trying to foster a tea ritual as well. It's being in the moment. Oh, I just finished book two of Steve Turnbull's Maliha Anderson Mysteries. Book two is better than book one. I got them all in a compendium edition. The compendium was $5. $4.99 Monk Post. And I grabbed a sample and I liked the sample so much that I I dove right into the full 3-book set. So I'm kind of looking forward to getting back into it. I was quite taken with the characters and his world building and the setting and the alternate history sort of liberties he's taken with the historical empires, notably the Dutch and British. So it's terrible much fun. I'm enjoying it greatly. That was wasn't out of the blue. What was it? I don't know. I don't remember the titles. I just remember the series name and Steve's name, and I can go find it. Well, there's nobody out this morning. Wow. I've seen one other person out here. I guess it's... Oh, there's somebody else. There's somebody on a bicycle. It's too early for the late risers and too late for the early churchgoers. Today is Sunday. Tomorrow is Monday. We go back to normal schedule. Oh, there's a couple dog walkers right there. Normal schedule tomorrow. Then, like, we'll get the kid back to school tomorrow. I have some office work to do tomorrow. I've added some things to my Monday task list. Mondays, because Mondays are broken up, I don't have a lot of writing tasks earmarked, but I do have sort of errands and chores. Tomorrow I have to write a check because I got paid for my Japanese editions, finally. And I have to write a check to my agent to pay her 10%. I have to find out when I can submit my request for next year's. Whatever those silly forms were that took forever to come in. Because with any luck, I'll sell some more books next year. I'll sell some more translations, should be. Moving into Germany is the logical choice. It seems to be where most of the translations are going these days. Ebooks are taking off there. At least that's the rumor I get. I should be getting some books from both Korea and Japan. They're supposed to send me copies of the translations for my bookshelf. I'll have to figure out how to mount and frame them. Giving me trouble today. It's been giving me trouble since yesterday. I was going up the stairs and stepped funny and it twisted just a little bit. And it's been giving me trouble since. So maybe taking a couple of days off is not a bad idea. The thinning lock, I'll be able to do the walk after my dentist appointment on Tuesday. I should be able to do the walk after my therapist appointment on Monday, but we'll see how it goes. We'll see where I am. I'm really, really not thinking about a whole lot today. I'm sort of looking ahead to Mile High Con. I went through the final schedule. I still only have 3 sessions. 6 o'clock Friday. First session. So I'll have plenty of time to get down there and get something to eat before the session starts. And then I'll have 6 to 7 and then 7 to 8. So I've got 2 hours of back-to-back. And then I don't have anything else until Sunday afternoon at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So there's plenty of time to meet people, to do stuff, to take in some sessions, to mark up a paperback maybe. And then there's the episodes, the effort of getting the changes incorporated into the various files. Once I get the books back home, get me back home. I'm going to take my netbook with me, just on the odd chance, but I don't expect I'll do much more with it than keep up with the email. I may get the urge, you never know. Could be one of those nights. One of those crazy nights. We'll see how it goes. One day at a time, as they say. So I'm seeing more dog walkers out. There's a couple people out now that I've said I haven't seen anybody this morning. But my goodness, it's a beautiful morning. Oh yeah, and I didn't see the clouds to the south because they're down below the tree line. Huh. From here, they're below the tree line. So that tells you how little cloud cover there actually is here. It's beautiful. Beautiful fall morning. Sky is not quite as deep blue as normal for this time of year, but it is quite, quite blue. All right. And I've done it again. Another walk. There's a very tiny sliver of moon up there too. But I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow? Well, tomorrow's another day. Not any luck at all. I'll talk to you then.